from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. We're off and running. Don't worry, we're here. John Martin, my partner, Brad Carson, executive producer and program director. We're all here and accounted for. Off and running on a Hard Knocks Tuesday. Certainly is for me. I understand the rolling of the eyes for some that are not Chicago Bears fans. But Tuesday's become something I very much look forward to. I guess I got three more of these before the season starts. And hopefully, it'll all live up to the billing. You know, the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams. We're going to set that to the side today. I'm going to manage to do that. We've got some fantastic facility news from over at the University of Memphis, certainly, and relevant to a person we talked to recently. Obviously, with Coach Brooks Monaghan and the women's soccer team. Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr made an appearance at the Democratic Convention last night. Did you see how he ended it? We'll talk about that. A little tribute there to Steph. A little shout-out to Donald Trump, obviously. Tough blow for a Memphian as the already banged-up Atlanta Braves got some tough news on our boy Austin Riley. It's been a tough season for the Braves. I don't know how close attention you've paid. Probably not. Now, I haven't paid much either, but they are banged up. They got folks out for the season, and certainly not the kind of Brave season they had hoped for. We got Chris Harrington's consumer guide to the Grizz home schedule, and we've got NFL fantasy talk heating up. I saw where ESPN started yesterday.
Yeah.
And I told myself I was going to lock in, see who everybody's taking number one, and I lost interest before it happened because they were, you know, they got a bunch of new guys now. It's not what it used to be. Remember, our guy's gone over to NBC.
Yep.
This will be his second season over there. What's
Matthew Berry.
We used to read his column all the time.
Yeah.
Went over to NBC. And the characters they've got running the show now, Field Yates is sort of the ring master, ring leader. But other than that, yeah, still got Stefania. She's an old favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have her on the show quite a bit here on the J&J show. But other than that, it's a bunch of new characters, man. Matthew was it for me.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't as excited about their coverage this year.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, and it is different.
Who's the brother with the beard that they've brought on underneath Fields, Field Yates? You know what I'm talking about? He wears T-shirts, much of, you know, he does it. He dresses down.
Daniel Dopp.
That's him.
We've had him on.
They've elevated him. They've elevated him up.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like those guys carry it the way you. So at a time where a lot of us are locking in on fantasy, I'm not.
Right.
And I just wonder if that's going to speak to sort of maybe I'm ready to be more real this season. You know, because I got a real team.
I'm going to be more
like Jeffrey.
Maybe so, man.
Stuff's for kids.
Yeah, maybe you are ready to make the full transition.
I think you're still supposed to take McCaffrey first.
I believe that is true.
From everything I gather.
I believe that is true, yeah. Just because of his workload.
But like you said, you've said this for years now. There's only like three backs to take.
That's right.
And then after that.
Yep.
Remember how you used to take backs all first, second round? Careful with that because there aren't enough to go around these days.
Yeah.
So we ought to take it down. Remember this. You brought it. It's a great 5-star idea. One running back.
Yeah, there just aren't enough, right?
One running back on your fantasy team should be standard.
And then you can have another flex spot. you know.
Yes.
Wide receiver or tight end. Or if you want to put a running back there, you can.
You go right ahead.
But you have, you know, I think
there's not enough to go around to per team these days.
So you go.
We've continued to point out.
It would be one quarterback, one running back.
Correct.
What is it? Two receivers?
Two wide receivers.
Two flexes.
Two flexes, if that's enough, yeah. If you want to go three flex, go three flex. I go two flex.
Yeah. And that's what I would do. I would also maybe.
It should be standard.
That's interesting. I would probably remove the tight end requirement as well. Like, if you want to, like, run a tight end, mm-hmm. Sure.
Have some not done that? I know you can.
Yeah,
that
some have. Some do no kicker, you know.
Right.
But I just
definitely no need for the two running backs anymore.
I think the positions of tight end and running back are so scarce.
We've moved on.
Yeah, like.
And we should in fantasy. We've evolved.
I mean.
At that position.
If you don't take one of the first three tight ends. You know, maybe four, then you're going to have a guy out there that's just going to get you six a game. I mean, you're just trying to guess.
Happy fantasy season.
Which guy's going
to
catch a touchdown. So, anyway, we'll talk about that today at some point, I am sure. Jessica Benson is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to her about the Memphis Grizzlies, as we now know the schedule. It is out, so we'll get her thoughts on that. And then at 125, Parth and Dilly Memphian going to join us. And he, of course, has been a very busy man. He's been out there at the FESJC where he talked to some of the new faces for the Memphis basketball team. We got some scheduling news yesterday, two bits of scheduling news yesterday.
Yep.
So we will get into all of that with Parth at 1:25. So that is the show today. Looking forward to it. You mentioned it. Chris Harrington has a consumer guide out of the Daily Memphian, which I'm always interested to see, you know, what his perspective and opinions of the schedule are. Again, we know that. What do I always say? 41 home, 41 road.
Mm-hmm. Right there at the top.
But, I mean, within that, right, there are more intriguing games than others.
Certainly.
And so felt like it might be a good idea to highlight Harrington's most. And do we agree with this?
Harrington said that.
Or do we disagree?
Many people who use this, either like a lot of times, whether set aside if you're buying for a single game or if you're buying for a three pack or whatever, some of those Grizzly specials. But if me and you had season tickets and we're trying to decide exactly
right
which game this has been and continues to be very useful.
So I want
why don't we do it? Why haven't we done it?
They sold out, and I was actually going to do that with
someone else.
My sister-in-law's mother.
Oh, y'all had plans. Y'all had plans already. You were moving forward,
but it just all the good seats were gone.
It's very expensive now, right? It's Ja era, post Ja.
It is, and there's just no universe. I respect people that do this. There's no universe where I am doing terrace season tickets. I'm just not doing it. It's just not worth the trouble for me. You know,
well, I mean, if Ja's star continues to rise and this team's popularity and its success continues to rise, that will either you'll have to change or. You just won't be in there.
No, I just won't.
Poor Riley, poor Dom, but they want to see Ja.
Yeah, but you won't if you're sitting up there.
Well, as we say.
That's, you know, that's the problem.
Price of progress. We both use two of our best phrases.
Yeah, that's right. I thought, hey, let's figure out, do we agree, are these games that we would prioritize in our draft, in our fictitious season ticket draft that neither one of us is going to be participating in.
Yeah, I got a problem with the first. You go right ahead. I got a problem with the first one.
Well, it's the home opener.
Bet you love it.
It's the home opener. We have definitely a few clients coming in for this one. It is the Orlando Magic on Saturday, October the 26th. Of course, that pits Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero. Some people pronounce it Banchero, and it just throws me off.
Reprimand.
Paolo Banchero, KCP, new addition there. And so they'll be Wendell Carter. So they'll be coming in on a home opener Saturday night. Harrington has this as a 4-star game. You have an issue with this? One of the up and coming Eastern Conference teams?
I would just Harrington's got only 6 4-star games, which is his highest rating.
Mm-hmm.
16 3.5. So it gives you an idea. I mean, he doesn't throw these 4-star ratings around, and it's because of season opener. For you, yes, I get it. As you say, a couple of clients. But for me, Orlando, you know, Paolo Banchero, yeah, I think he's going to be a good one. But this is not something I'm running to other than the fact that it's the season opener. I guess maybe, and I'd have to compare them all, Harrington gives every season opener sort of the star treatment. But for me, Orlando's down. I'd be just fine with giving this one a 3.5 or a 3 just because of the opponent.
I'm gonna say I agree with him. I mean, I think it's a 4 star.
Of course
star.
You do, because it's Paolo.
Yeah.
I mean, this was going to be obvious.
You're a joke. All right.
I knew that when you started, when you said, when I looked at the season opener, I said, John's going to love this one.
That's right. Martin Luther King Day. Now, obviously, we will not be here for this. We'll do a little bit of the show. Not a lot, but a little of the show.
Well, don't celebrate too much.
But just a little, not a lot. He's got the Timberwolves game. As a 4-star game.
This is my point. If I wasn't making sense before, this should. Again, all you got season opener in the first one. This game doesn't compare. This is Anthony Edwards, Minnesota, the level you're hoping to get back to, and you're telling me this is the same level, both 4 stars?
Well,
no.
There are different levels of five-star prospects.
If you're going to make the first game a 4-star,
yes,
then I would make this a 5.
Oh,
I would go up.
No.
This is a nationally televised
this
game on TNT.
This is a 4-star scale. And you're trying to reinvent.
Is it?
I think so.
And he just doesn't give 5s? Because I saw 5 stars on that header y'all have at the Daily. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I assumed that the highest, the ceiling meant you could get 5. He just doesn't do 5.
Oh,
you know, Harrington. There's no perfect for Harrington. There's always room for improvement.
It's a 4-star scale. And you are asking him to change it. Because you like Ant-Man, that is not happening.
That's ridiculous.
Top 20.
There's no discussion on the matchup there.
No, the Timberwolves game is better.
How much more we would be looking forward to a matchup of Ant, who we're trying to make a statement against, and a very early statement this would be, as opposed to Paolo Banchero in Orlando coming in here. Excuse me, but I'm right.
Well, no, you're not right, because there are one
should be higher than the other. So drop the first one down to a 3.5 and make Ant Edwards in this MLK game the 4-star. I mean, that just makes common sense.
Well, they're not on the same level. But the difference between a number one rated player in America and the number 10 player in America, they're still 5-star prospects, are they not?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Paolo is not on the level of Ant Edwards. It's not even close. He can get there, perhaps. I know how much love you have for him. We all get it. But that is not even a discussion. Where Ant is right now, in terms of what he just did last year, right, knocking off the champs, promising to be back, big difference between where he is and where Paolo is.
Yeah.
And certainly a half-star difference.
Well, I mean, to you.
Okay.
To you. So let's move on. Houston Rockets, January 30th, 2025. This is a 4-star game, according to Chris Harrington.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with it being 3.5, whatever else. I know Houston sort of represents Dylan Brooks, the opportunity to sort of have a rival. But I'm looking up. I'm not looking down. And so, for me, it's hard to make this one a 4-star. Again, I'm saving that for the Ant Edwards, the Minnesotas, the Dallases, the OKCs.
Now, I agree with this. I agree with you here. I think this one probably is, I would not consider this one a 4-star. Because, like you said, it's just like there's really nothing up and coming about them. Yeah, maybe Reed Shepard in a couple of years, but we don't view
Houston as trying to play catch up. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to acknowledge them, although
agreed.
I have enough respect for what Ime's doing, what they're
agreed
doing,
there.
To know that I better be looking in the rear view.
Agree there.
But yeah, I have a hard time making
three,
that one.
I mean, 2.5, 3. I don't really get up for the Rockets. Yeah, that's not one I'm like, I can't wait for that one because Dylan Brooks. Like
we've done it. We did it last year.
But again, I mean, this is Harrington's opinion, and we're just sort of offering ours against his. The next 4-star game he's got is OKC, Saturday, February 8th, 2025. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
No discussion.
Right?
This is the kind of team I think you get up for.
Yeah.
These are the ones you're going to want to make the statements against.
Friday night, February 28th, New York Knicks.
See, I was listening to Jeff. He was a little bit down. Either Jeff or Jeffrey, one of them, excuse me, but they were a little bit more down on this one. I'm a guy who likes the Knicks. I like what they did. I want to see how it matches up more so against Boston than I do us, but I hold the Knicks up as a team I'm looking at, okay, with Philly. Can you guys go and seat Boston? So they're one of the top three teams in the East, at least in my eyes, going in.
Yep.
I mean, I guess Milwaukee would have something to say about that, but for me, I'll keep them outside of that right now. I have no problem with the Knicks being 4.
Yeah, I agree totally. That's a ticket. I mean, that's one of the, like you said, that's one of those
Brunson
teams.
Brunson versus Ja, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
Again, statement time.
Yep.
Brunson kind of moved ahead of you just in terms of the NBA, limelight certainly last year. And look at the playoff production.
And it's Friday night.
So.
And it's Friday night.
100%.
So that's going to be a fun one. And then the final game of the 4-star scale for Harrington is the Lakers, March 29th. You get into the end of the season. So my question is, will this really end up being a four-star game by that time?
I'm going to go yes, just because it's Bron and them. But I can understand if you're down on the Lakers. I'm tired of the Lakers being a storyline, too, guys. But, I mean, you know, let's be real. The town's going to be turned up. Bron's in town. It's not just for him. It's Ja against Bron.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ja against the Lakers. Ja gets up for the Lakers. You're going to tell me we don't? We still do. No matter what sort of form they, you know, whatever iteration they come in,
right,
to get up for Lakers.
Yep.
So I got no problem with it. I would just, there's some 3.5s I would move. Like, you know, Denver, Milwaukee, he's got down in some 3.5.
Austin, I would have a 4.
Yeah, that yeah. I would push higher.
I might actually have Wimby as a 4. I mean, just because of the prospect.
What's there?
Yeah. Right. Like, I mean, not because of the team, but because, like, he's just such.
Well, I think, I'm not going to. Clearly, on paper, Houston should be further ahead, although you can't argue the top with Wembanyama. But I worry more about the Spurs. When we were talking about rearview mirrors and what's coming up, it's them that I worry about. So I'm with you on in terms of if there's going to be a new one that comes up and wants to be a rival.
Yep.
As a, you know, you got Houston, you got San Antonio. That's the one I'm worried about.
Right.
So I'm with you on sort of my intrigue with them is higher
right.
than
also
it is
one
the
of the Mavs. I would say as a 4-star game, when you get Luka and Kyrie if they both play.
Thank you.
You know that's a four for sure.
Those are the ones I push up.
Yeah. You know? So Harrington definitely does not hand out 4-stars.
Listen, man, I know I'm not going to get invited to the reception.
Oh, you ruined that. I mean, you know, talking about a 3.5.
When Paolo gets in town.
Yes.
You guys are going to do something big.
I guess you'll be at the Charlotte football game.
But I signed that a long time ago, didn't I?
You sure did.
I signed that a long time ago. Don't let it get so under your skin when a brother's got Orlando at 3.5,
that's a slight.
And Minnesota
that's a slight.
At 4.
That's a slight.
It's
yep.
ridiculous.
Yep, that's a slight.
Did
that's
you take that
say.
Boise State thing off?
That's
this is
we...
two ridiculous things in 2 days.
Yep, that's a slight.
That's a slight, and you know it.
Guys,
and
I'm looking for it. I can't tell if it's still on his arm.
I cannot.
He's kind of hiding it.
I'll reveal it later.
Oh.
anyway, there you have it. Grizzlies season. I can't wait.
Man, bro, you really got triggered.
Bro, you got
triggered.
You're going to get my boy his half star. Okay, you gonna give it to him.
When I said that he and Ann are not on the same level, you legit got angry.
No, I just
I
said,
saw it in your face.
I was just trying to say that all 4-star games not created equally. You're like,
no, but it
he's
was
better.
No, no, no.
That can't
this
be a 4-star
no,
game.
You try to make about Harrington and the 4 and the 3.5, but the real anger.
No.
The fire, that Burger King, like when they turn it up on the broiler, was when I said Ant and Paolo. I saw it in your face. How are you a good poker player? Because it all came out right there.
Do you still
play?
Not as much.
I don't hear you talking about
not
it.
Not as much. I mean, okay. I don't really have a chance with the kids.
The drive's not there.
But, I mean, again, you were trying to short my boy half a star, and that is bad behavior by you.
Fine. If you want it because it's the season opener.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a slight.
It's the season opener.
We got to give John.
It's the most anticipated Grizzly season ever. Yes or no?
Bro,
tell
me this. Add on the free hour that you're getting that you continue to revel in from MLK Day, right, that you get to go out here and reflect and everything else, and you're telling me that's not a 4 over a 3.5 all day long. Stop. That's more incentive for you to look forward to the Minnesota. Stop.
Let me ask you this.
Now, this conversation should stop just with star power and the fact what it means.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Who you're playing.
I think the Minnesota game is better, but I think they're still both 4. That's all I'm saying. Now, Bradshaw has had. Do you think that it's the most anticipated season in Grizzlies history? I think it is.
Wow.
I don't think it is.
Which one was more anticipated?
Probably coming off of a Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, stop. That was a fluke. We weren't going around the next preseason telling ourselves it's fluky, we'll never go back, down.
In the back of your head, though, you did know that.
Man, I'm sure it was. I know it was crazy around here that time. I wasn't covering it, certainly, but you're coming off of a Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I guess that's.
I feel what you're saying that where expectations are and expecting to jump back into contender status, but I'm kind of. Here's where I would. And it's not a pushback to get under your skin again. You don't need that again. But there is a sort of wait and see for some of us, right?
Well, that's definitely fair.
Like, let's shift gears and get to business.
Yeah.
Type stuff as opposed to. Yay, we're about to go beat the NBA.
Right. Well, that's definitely true.
You know,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess it's most anticipated.
It's kind of prove it time.
Yeah.
And I'm eagerly anticipating that proving happening.
Yeah. No, that's true, because you got to get smart on the court with all these guys. Yeah, he's fit. I mean, there are definitely some question marks. But just like there were question marks about those Grizzlies teams, right? They couldn't shoot, and they didn't address it. So that wasn't going to change. You were like, okay, how long is this going to last, where you can sort of be this iconoclast in the NBA and expect to survive year after year, you know? And they ultimately never got close again after that Western Conference final. So,
but again, you need to get in the gear. You got Jaren, two more years.
But yeah, I want to say they had a good year in 13-14 again, right? It wasn't, again, they didn't make the Western Conference finals or anything like that, but I want to say they won 50-plus games.
Yeah, I just imagine the preseason excitement then was probably just through the roof.
Yeah, they won 50 games in 13-14. So it was decent, but they were seventh. I mean, it was a big drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, fun stuff. It should be a fun year, man. I'm looking forward to it. All with the first four-star game of the season, Saturday, October the 26th, with Paolo Banchero and the Orlando Magic. Play the song, Orlando Magic. Jessica Benson going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Well, they've got something different for you this time now through September 22nd, so you've got some time. All FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Again, just $5, and you get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season, Sunday afternoon, out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/J Smith to download America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/J Smith. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook. Official partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Jessica. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show. Grind City Media, part of the Grizz Radio Network in season. She joins us every Tuesday. She joins us. Now, that is official, right? We're going to get you back for another season on Grizz Radio Network doing games.
I think so.
Great. There you go. There's the ding. Obviously, I haven't you know, been on TikTok a whole lot lately, so I would have missed any career announcements. So I just,
I've been a little quiet on TikTok, but don't worry, she's coming back.
Yeah,
coming back strong.
All right, so we were just talking about the Grizz schedule, and obviously, look, you know, you're going to have some good games in there. When you go down the list, which one in particular, or ones in particular, are you most excited about inside FedEx Forum this year?
I think for me, what stood out immediately, and it's such a cop-out because everybody's always excited for the home opener just because it represents another season of Grizzlies basketball, especially the games played here at FedEx Forum, but especially coming off of last year where only 9 games were won in FedEx Forum, I do think that it highlights like a need and a desire to see this team win a game on the home court to kind of represent the shifting from last season and the exercising of last season, if you will, and going into this new territory. So I am excited for the opener, the home opener against the Magic. And then the MLK Day game is always going to be one that you circle and star. And especially given just the nature of that day and the busyness of MLK Day this year with the inauguration and the college football playoff or the college football championship game. And then having Grizzlies Timberwolves in the middle there, you know, it's in trying to find who the Grizzlies rivalries are of 2024. There is playoff history there, and I think the best rivalries are always going to be built in the playoffs. And so there might be some more like recent juice with the Timberwolves that now, as the Grizzlies get back to full strength and can be a competitor in the West, stands out. So those were the first two. And then, of course, you're always going to look forward for LeBron James and the Lakers come in. You never know how many more chances you're going to get to see LeBron and opportunities to see Steph Curry and the Warriors and even, you know, an opportunity for Houston to come back. I think they're here late January, not just a Dylan Brooks return game, but a Steven Adams return game. Those are the ones that really stand out.
Which one, you know, that's you mentioned Houston, and John and I talked about him. It's one of, you know, Chris's 4-star games on his consumer guide that he rated highly. I'm just, out of your perspective, in terms of looking behind, we know who we want to be with, the Minnesotas and the OKC, but looking at who's behind us, which one are you more concerned about? Is it Houston or is it San Antonio?
Oh, San Antonio. I think San Antonio is terrifying. Even watching how Victor Wembanyama, yes, France loses in the gold medal game, but just understanding that this is the worst Victor Wembanyama is going to be in his, assumingly, the worst that he will be in his young career. San Antonio, you want to strike before they cement themselves into we might just have the best player in the world on our team in Victor Wembanyama. So I think when you're trying to outpace teams or outrace teams to compete in the West, you're hopeful that Chris Paul isn't the needle mover that brings success to the Spurs sooner than anticipated, even if it's just a season sooner, where you can still operate ahead of them, I think would be huge.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I'm glad you said the home opener. I mean, for me, when I'm doing my sort of my personal consumer guide, that's my 10-star. That's my 10-star game of the year, right, is the
and I would 10-star.
10-star, yeah, because you just have a lot of, you know, up-and-coming star power in that one, and that's what we love. I will say there's another sort of, I don't know what you would call it, maybe a cloud, maybe just sort of a sobering realization that for some of these players, some of them, maybe one or two of them, it could be the last time we get a chance to see them. I mean, not for sure, not certainly, but you never know with LeBron. And you never quite know with Steph. I mean, it doesn't feel like Steph is on that door, you know. But I mean, I definitely feel like that's another. There's a new era coming in the NBA, and I think you're sort of witnessing. You know, that's a part of this season for every NBA team. But you know, you get a chance to see these legends and gold medalists, and there is a passing of the torch that is going to be taking place simultaneously.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and even just it's I think more apparent than ever. After the Avengers help USA win a gold medal and you see the moments with LeBron and Steph and KD, and even if KD and Steph have more runway, like that just felt symbolic. And so I am always somebody who, gets a little more excited when a big name is in the building. I'm always excited to see the Grizzlies because they have their own big names, barring what happened last year, and we'll just put that in a storage unit and shut the door on it. But there is a semblance of like, oh, right. LeBron's in town tonight. And we see it every time. And we poke fun at the, you know, surprise Lakers fans who have been underground here in Memphis and Arkansas and Mississippi who all come across the river for that game. But it does lend itself to just being a more exciting environment by nature because there's genuine like anticipation to see, oh, what's LeBron going to do tonight? What's Steph going to do? And you start to see that a little bit in players. Like, you know, I've had friends say, I really would like to go to the Nuggets game because I'd like to see Jokic in person. But we're kind of still figuring out who those like bona fide stars are that are going to be the drivers once LeBron and Steph are gone.
You know, you're somebody that's you know, grown up around sports. You know, your dad was a college commissioner. I mean, you've talked about, you know, all the different places, all the different fans, all the different teams you're a fan of. What was your first NBA game?
Ooh, that's a good question. My first NBA game was a Nuggets game when I was really young, and I don't remember who they were playing, but it was Beanie Baby night, and they did a special Denver Nuggets Beanie Baby. And I only remember because my best friend and I went, and we ended up on the local news. And it was so exciting because we went to the Nuggets game and we got the Beanie Babies and did that whole thing. But the one that I will always remember from like a meaningful first NBA game was the Denver Los Angeles Lakers playoff series in 2009, I believe it was. And it was Kobe's first time like playing in the playoffs back after everything that happened in Eagle, Colorado. So there were some added feelings there. But having the chance to be at a playoff game was awesome. And having grown up in Denver, like I'd had the chances to be, you know, at Colorado Avalanche Stanley Cup final games and being at like a Broncos playoff game. But the Nuggets had kind of existed in this like fringe success world where people were interested in the Nuggets, but you didn't find a lot of diehard Denver Nuggets fans. And so to get the experience of true playoff basketball where people cared was pretty cool.
Are you okay with, you know, Adam Silver essentially saying and the powers that be essentially saying, you know, less spotlight for you guys this year, fewer nationally televised games? You are, after all, coming off of a 27-win season. Like, we know everything that went into that, and we, you know, we understand all the details, but it, you know, you were one of the West's worst teams. And 2 years ago, you got 18, now you got 9. Are you fine with the NBA saying, you know, earn it back, Grizzlies?
No, I was annoyed. I was mad. I think from a standpoint of having to earn it back, like what they went through last season was the earning back territory. And it just seems silly to me that you have one of the most electric players in the sport and to not try to capitalize on putting that on television often will never sit right. And I understand the team goes about from the working in the dark and chip on the shoulder. And sometimes they, or at least, you know, historically in the last couple of years, that's been the positioning that has allowed them to be the best versions of themselves versus big bright spotlights on at all times and everyone monitoring every move. So I think it can work in their favor, but I thought it was disrespectful of the NBA to put that few of the Grizzlies games on national TV. And I don't care if they end up getting flexed. I won't forget.
We get so defensive, you know, don't we?
We do. Well, I mean, I'm getting defensive about the fact that every single one of those national TV games between ESPN and TNT is not every one of them, but I think half of them, they have a game the next night. So all this commotion of trying to say we're not going to schedule games on the night before or the night after for teams playing on national television, and yet you have four examples of the Grizzlies doing just that. Mm-mm. I will make something out of it.
We were talking.
I hope he hears you.
Yeah, we were talking before we brought you on about how this is the most anticipated Memphis football season ever.
Yes. Yeah,
everybody agrees there.
Non-negotiable.
Yeah.
People disagree with my premise of this being the most anticipated Grizzlies season ever. Now, obviously, that can change 3 weeks into the season if they start, you know, 15-3, and all of a sudden, like, we won't be able to stop. You know, it'll be a fever around here. But Where do you think this season and this anticipation sort of lands in terms of Grizz franchise lore?
Oh, that's tough. For my time being here, I think the most anticipated would be coming out of the loss to the Warriors in the Western Conference semifinals and assuming that that was the beginning of something like spectacular. and then everything kind of falls apart that next year. So, but I think that the energy going into that season, do you think that was greater? You're saying that this perhaps.
Yeah, I'm saying that with, you know, okay, now we're full steam ahead. Ja has no, you know, all of, you know, he's changed some things in his life. He's full steam ahead. He looks great. You know, Jaren obviously got that defensive player of the year. You know, everybody's healthy. Add Marcus Smart. Bring in Zach Edey, who's as intriguing a player, you know, as any young rookie, you know, in the league. Yeah, I would say it is. But I also understand that there are valid questions, not just even about the Grizzlies, but it's like, yo, can you be better than the Timberwolves? Can you be better than OKC? You know, and I think that is valid. I think those are definitely valid questions. I guess if it's the most anticipated, it needs to be a situation where maybe you can be first in the West. You know, I mean, which seems unlikely. It seems, you know, so maybe it won't be the most, but for me, it is. I am anticipating it more than ever before.
I think it's fair from like a ceiling of anticipation. The ceiling feels high, right? Because if it does pan out, like you just said, it might be really tough. It could be impossible to be the one seed in the West. However, there's a sliver of potential for that. And not just a sliver. Like, I think you could get 15, 20 games into the season, and what the hope is that everybody is very quickly reminded what the Grizzlies can be when Ja, Jaren, and Dez are all healthy, and on top of that, you have the addition of how Zach Edey is playing out with this group, and you have Marcus Murray, and you got Luke Kennard re-signed, and Brandon Clark back from his Achilles injury, and all of that is coming together to create a team that's making noise. So I think because of the potential, anytime you have the potential of something big, the anticipatory nature of a season is more. That's why with the Memphis football season, it's like very much in the, oh, shoot, how are we going to feel if this team is not playing in a college football playoff at the end of the year? Because the door is even remotely there in the first place.
On rotation, I mean, we've discussed all angles, a first five, a second five, and just about every guy from 1 to 10 and even beyond. But I am curious if there is a guy, if there is such a thing as one of them we're not talking enough about, right, a guy that maybe, you know, surprises, or at least right now we've spent the most time on some of the stars, even some of the, you know, Vince and Gigi we've talked about and where they'll fit. Is there a guy maybe we're not talking enough about, Asante Aldama, the forgotten man? Is it Marcus Smart's going to wow us because he's going to give you a full season and it'll be what they envisioned when they made the trade? Is there that guy for you?
I think Marcus Smart can be that, but again, it plays into the, like, we have to see it with our eyes. I mean, this is someone who was a defensive player of the year, and suddenly you're talking about having two defensive player of the years on the same court in him and Jaren Jackson Jr. I think it's hard to identify a, like, could-be surprise player from that standpoint, because you can make legitimate cases for these guys, be it, you know, wanting to push your chips in on Vince Williams instead of Marcus Smart, and Marcus Smart for coming back off last year. Like, he's going to be a starter this season. But the fact that you can even have the conversation speaks volumes to what we saw from Vince last year, and obviously the excitement around Gigi. I think Asante Aldama kind of falls to the end of that list. But, you know, we saw flashes of him throughout the Olympic period playing for Team Spain, where their FIBA is having a tweet about him being the future of Spain basketball. And so could there still be something untapped with him in his fit and how the current rotation plays out and what the Grizzlies' front court can look like from there? So, I don't know. It creates intriguing positional battles going into next year, for sure.
We are talking to Jessica Benson from Grind City Media, catcher on the Grizz Radio Network when Grizz season rolls around. Oklahoma State thought they were doing something. They put the QR codes on the back of the players' helmets.
I saw that.
And if you wanna, you know, put your camera out, you can click the link and donate to that player specifically, his NIL, whatever. But did they think about the practicality of this?
You mean how difficult it is to zoom in on a QR code on the back of a helmet and get it to pop up?
Yeah, like, I mean, how is that even supposed to happen?
Because that's what I thought when I saw it. I said, how am I pausing the game on my TV and then standing up? Because I don't know if it's going to be big enough for me to sit back lazily on my couch and then point my camera and get the QR code to work. So do I need to stand up to get... Granted, I'm probably just Googling the Oklahoma State roster, if we're being honest. And so they're saying it's for people in person. How does that work? You're right. I don't get it.
Well, they say that it's actually for people on TV.
And that makes even less sense, because I have this thing called a phone that I can just type Oklahoma State football roster.
And like they don't have close-ups ever of the back of helmets. Like that's impossible. So I just feel like, you know, whoever this is what I would suggest. Whoever in marketing came up with this idea, we'll fire them, and then we'll just put their salary towards the NIL, and that's just as good, because I think that's certainly far more than you will get as a result of these QR. I mean, that doesn't hurt anybody, right? It's not like it's like you're trying to be clever, and this is just a stupid, you know, you look stupid trying to roll this out.
I saw one of those Tesla Cybertrucks on the road this summer, and it had a giant QR code on it, and I almost crashed my car trying to take a picture. It just didn't feel very safe. So obviously when you're doing it for Oklahoma State football, you're not driving and trying to take a picture of a QR code. But I just find QR codes often are more work than necessary. And I see now it's not for, because I thought it was to, like, the QR code would take you to the individual player of whose helmet you were taking a picture of, but it's just to their general NIL fund. Again, Google, how can I contribute to Oklahoma State's NIL fund? And I think that's an easier solution.
I'm going to tell you something that's worthy of getting defensive about.
Okay.
ESPN, again today, college football predictions. It picks Boise State as the group of five representative of the college football playoff. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm fine if you want to pick them over the Tigers, right? That one's not as much of an issue. But again, in group of five, right? In group of five power rankings, they don't even have Memphis. They've got UTSA once again as the American representative, and they've got them ranked behind Boise State. This idea that UTSA is just going to run the table in the AAC and take care of it's the ultimate. I mean, they lost their quarterback. You know, the kid that's been there forever. Memphis has got
Frank
everything
Harris,
right. Frank Harris,
season.
We've been talking about him forever. Memphis has got literally everything back. They've been picked by a pretty long shot in terms of first place votes, right? The conference favorite, and the computers and Heather Dinich are still saying UTSA is the favorite in the AAC. That's something that's a slap
silly.
In the face.
That is a slap in the face. I don't know.
What is wrong with them?
That feels odd. As I have started doing my full-fledged preparation for week zero and beyond in the college football season. Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, Boise State, obviously, and they do make the news yesterday with putting Maddox Madsen, that quarterback, and poor old USC transfer Malachi Nelson banished to not
being a starter
yet
again. What happened to him?
That's a great question. I think he is asking himself the same question. What happened to me? How did we get here? But you can make the argument for Boise State, but if you're not having Memphis in the conversation, and that feels a little flip-floppy. I know it wasn't Heather Dinich who put out the piece on Memphis being a legitimate contender for the group of five representative, but there's a lot of attention there, right? Like if you're in the college football space and you are talking about the group of five teams, more often than not, and almost every conversation I've listened to about that has included the University of Memphis, and rightfully so. So whatever, miss me with UTSA. We can figure that out pretty quickly here once the season gets started.
By the way, you mentioned the Cybertruck. I actually I saw one in my cove this weekend pull in.
Yeah, it's out here.
And I have to admit that I did do a double take when I saw it pull into the cove. I'm like, whoa, who is this? And it really is a hideous vehicle. It's
so ugly.
I understand why people want it, right? People want to say, I have a Cybertruck. That's the thing.
Sure, you want to make the statement of it, but we all have to at least agree. Like, it's an ugly car. You can make the statement. You can make your case for why you think it's cool. Sure, it's hideous. We just saw one downtown Memphis the other day. I said, why?
Yeah, like, and it's, you know, again, it's, what is it like? I don't remember exactly the material they use it with, but, it just doesn't aesthetically look great, and you know. But I did do a double take.
It does catch your attention, so yeah. I guess that is the mission accomplished. Do either of you drive trucks?
SUV.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like a truck though.
A pickup truck.
Yeah, no.
Like a pickup truck. I don't know. Some people just really enjoy driving a truck. They don't have a reason for a truck, but they love, they're like, I have my big truck. And so I feel like that's what people are doing with this. They're like, this is my new age, cool truck to make a statement with out on the roads.
Yeah, no, I used to have a deal where I'd get like vehicles every few months, and I did at one point drive a truck, but it just didn't feel right for me.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like it was the car for me.
I feel that.
I just have a parental SUV now, and that feels more accurate to my lifestyle now, for sure. Jessica, you're the best. Appreciate
you
as always.
Thank you so much, Jess.
See you later. Bye.
She is Jessica Benson from the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Heard on Grand City Media. Grizz Radio Network, when season is in. So, yeah. Once upon a time.
Let me read something to you. UTSA is in its second season in the American and will get a strong challenge from Tulane and Memphis.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to repeat that again. They will get a strong challenge from Tulane and Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, who wrote that?
Is there an ESPN author today? This is Dinich. I've correctly attributed it to her, dude.
She's hating.
And she is leaning on that computer
right.
that keeps spitting out.
Well, I get it. She probably doesn't watch much of Memphis.
Computer hates Memphis's defense.
Yep.
It hates it.
Right.
Including this year, we've seen the SP Plus rankings. And that is what's got him. But look, she put Tulane. Another little slap. If I am Ryan Silverfield, this is very simple. The ESPN has made this easy for you this preseason with this talk.
Bulletin board.
That UTSA and Tulane should be on your level. Well, frankly, she's essentially got you ranked third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
Now that is disrespectful.
It is.
It's disrespectful to Seth Hennigan. It's disrespectful to that offense. But again, it's what it also is representative of the pressure that's on that defense.
There's a lot of pressure.
Because most of this is analytic driven. Based on the metrics, how bad the defense was last year, you guys should know with your eyeballs, it has to be better. Chandler Martin's had his surgery; he's all AAC. Yep. You're putting Elijah Herring next to him. You know, you got Kobe Miner in the backfield. I mean, this should be better, and it has to be better than 102, 109, whatever the heck it was.
Yeah,
but that's what they're getting docked for.
There's a lot of pressure.
This is easy bulletin board material though for Sylvie. I don't know if does he use it. Or Sylvie, more of that fire. It comes from within.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume everybody kind of uses
next
it.
Next time we have one, we should ask.
Somebody in that building uses
They'll
it, right?
tell you they don't, right? They don't, you know, look for that stuff. But somebody's bringing it to. Someone should bring it to his attention.
I think they will. I do.
Now, this is a slight.
That is a slight.
This is a slight.
But I also understand,
yep,
too.
That's a slight.
You know, I also understand, too, from Heather's perspective, you know, like, they're just not.
You understand what? I understand Boise State not
well,
putting...
Well, like you said, the computers are not smiling on Memphis.
You're completely... I'll tell you what, it's her fault, though, that you're relying just on the computers.
Yeah.
How about
she
the,
should know
how about the preseason
is,
poll
yeah, she should,
that's got
yeah,
Memphis out so far ahead? You're completely disregarding it.
I agree with that.
You know, which had Memphis clearly out in front of both UTSA and Tulane.
No, I think she
and
should.
Who was second? Was it Tulane or UTSA? It was UTSA, wasn't it?
Was it
Tulane?
It was SMU, wasn't it?
SMU's gone. I'm talking about the preseason poll.
Oh, I thought about last year.
Yeah, was it UTSA? I think it was UTSA.
Yeah, UTSA was second.
Yeah.
And then Tulane was third. So, yeah, I mean.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to keep
it. Yeah, no, I do think there should be like some. But again,
this is easy. That's
ESPN's
thing. That's food
thing.
For Memphis.
That's their, you know, FPI, right? That's their proprietary stuff. So they're just going to promote that as opposed to the coaches or the preseason poll that they don't own. So that's just, I think a lot of that is based in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's your real true disrespect.
Yeah.
That's closer to true disrespect.
No doubt. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Big day for Memphis Athletics as they roll out a very touching announcement and some new plans. So we'll get into that and more on the other side. Jason and John, Artie Trying to Fan, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.